Chapter 5. Diana came to see Anne. She was unhappy.
"She let me come and say goodbye. My mother won't listen," said Diana.
"I will never forget you," said Anne.
"I love you, Anne. I will miss you," said Diana.
Diana went home. Anne told Marilla,
"It's all over. I will never have another friend. I will die from grief."
"You won't die from grief," Marilla said.
Anne said,
"I'm going back to school on Monday. I can see Diana at school."
"Okay, but don't hit anyone with a slate," said Marilla. Anne was happy. She was back at school. The girls were happy too. They gave her presents. The boys gave her presents. Anne ignored Gilbert's present. Diana wrote Anne a note.
"Mother said I can't talk to you at school. Please don't hate me."
Anne wrote Diana a note.
"We will always be friends. I will sleep with your note under my pillow."
Anne worked hard at school. She wanted to beat Gilbert. They were rivals. Anne was good at everything, but she wasn't good at geometry. The premier came to the town of Avonlea. Marilla and Mrs. Lynde went to see him. Matthew and Anne sat in the kitchen. The door opened. Diana ran in.
"What is it, Diana?"
"Anne, I need your help," Diana cried. "My sister is sick. She has croup. I'm so scared. Mother and father are with the premier. You must come."
Matthew got his cap. He went to get the doctor in the buggy. Anne and Diana ran to Diana's house. Anne said,
"Don't worry. You will be fine, Minnie May."
Anne said to Diana, "Get me lots of hot water. We need to put her in bed without any clothes. Find some flannel cloths. I need to give her a dose of cough syrup." Anne looked after Minnie May. Matthew bought the doctor. Mr. and Mrs. Barry came home. The doctor was there. "The little girl with red hair saved Minnie May. Minnie May has croup. She will be okay now. You are lucky. Matthew came to get me. I was too late. Anne saved your daughter. She's a very clever girl." Matthew told Marilla about it. Marilla was very impressed. Mrs. Barry came to see Anne.
"I'm very sorry. I was wrong. Thank you for saving Minnie May."
"You can play with Diana again," she said to Anne. Anne and Diana were very happy.